There was another merger announced in the auto industry today. Britain's Vickers Group, the parent company of Rolls-Royce, said it has accepted a $710 million buyout offer from German automaker Volkswagen. VW outbid another German car maker, BMW, which also wanted to buy Rolls.
That deal isn't nearly as large as the merger between Germany's Daimler-Benz and U.S. automaker Chrysler, which was formally announced today in a London news conference. The company's chairman said their new firm will be known as Daimler Chrysler. NPR's Don Gagne reports from Detroit.
They roughly 24 hours between the time word of a possible merger was leaked and when the deal was confirmed were full of intense speculation. Would Daimler-Benz, Germany's leading industrial corporation, and Chrysler, the once struggling and now thriving U.S. carmaker, really join forces? Who would run the company? Where would it be based? Would there be layoffs? Today, there were finally some answers from Daimler chairman Jürgen Schremp and his Chrysler counterpart, Robert Eaton. Both men said they expect much of the new company, Daimler Chrysler AG. Here's Schremp.
We will have the size, the profitability, and the reach to take on everyone.
The merger is not final yet. Shareholders still must approve it, and regulators from the U.S. and German governments will want to look it over as well. The terms of the deal are this. Daimler is purchasing Chrysler by giving Chrysler shareholders more than $40 billion worth of shares in the new company. 57% of that company will be controlled by current Daimler shareholders, with Chrysler shareholders getting the rest. For now, at least, Schremp and Eaton will act as co-chairmen, though Eaton is expected to retire within 3 years. They'll work out of two headquarters, one in Stuttgart, Germany, the other in the Detroit suburb of Auburn Hills. Eaton said today the merger is between what he calls two very strong individual companies.
Each company was a strong competitor, very profitable, and could have grown independently. Together, we believe the potential is literally unlimited.
Analysts have described this as a match made in heaven. The two automakers each need access to the other's home market, and their product lines have virtually no overlap. That means no redundant products will need to be phased out. Still, any talk of merger raises concerns among workers about possible job cuts. This afternoon in Detroit, United Auto Workers President Steve Jokich had this to say.
I've read all the different analysts saying, you know, well, what will the UAW, how will they react? And quite frankly, we're reacting in this manner. We're going to take a hard, good look at it. Our job is to protect the American jobs that are here, as well as our membership.
At the London news conference, Daimler chairman Schremp responded to a question regarding employment levels, saying he does not expect job cuts.
The result of the merger will be the opposite. We see tremendous opportunities on both sides of the Atlantic. And that's important because we have responsibilities all over the world, particularly in the U.S. and in Europe, Germany. And our workers know that the opportunities will, in fact, actually create jobs and not reduce jobs.
One of the big questions that remains is how well the corporate cultures of Daimler and Chrysler will mesh. Recent history is full of mergers between large companies that did not go as planned because of differences in corporate cultures. Chrysler's Robert Eaton maintains that it is the similarity of these two companies that will be the glue that keeps things together here.
We both have a reputation for searching relentlessly for innovation and for quality. But perhaps the most important attribute of any company today is the ability to anticipate change and to move quickly to capitalize on it. It's all about speed and flexibility.
Meanwhile, many analysts are wondering if this is just the beginning of a wave of buyouts, mergers, and takeovers in the automobile business. They say in 5 or 10 years, the entire global industry may undergo a massive transformation. Don Gagne, NPR News, Detroit.